Hello?
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And we would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing your nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. So, may I speak with Freddie Brewer?
This is me.
Thank you very much. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
32 years.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Are you a plasterer, cement mason, PCC restoration, tile setter, marble mason,
Brick Mason.
refractory bricklayer?
Brick Mason.
Brick mason, okay. We do have stone mason. Or is it just brick mason?
Brick, block, stone, and concrete.
Okay, thank you very much. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey or level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, improver?
Foreman. A foreman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
About 3 months.
About 3 months. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Yep.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Yes, I have.
Oh, and why did you consider dropping your union membership?
No work around here.
Thank you very much. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
That's the same number.
Thank you very much. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
That's the same as time last year.
Let's see. Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Could you say it again, please?
Yes. Yes or no? Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, there's not. There's not enough workers. Hey, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second.
Yes. Yes.
I'm back.
Thank you. Now, yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Was that what now? I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
Yes, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes, it was.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately through the federal government, or do you not know?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Thinking more generally about economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I think it'll be more.
Thank you. And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 months or in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I think it'll get worse.
Thank you. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
I think it's hateful people on the job.
Hire more people on the job?
No, I think the attitude on the job is what causes it. Hateful with bad attitude.
So, careless people on the job?
Yes, careless people on the job. I'm sorry. Okay.
Thank you. Don't worry. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
About once a week.
So how should I record that? Would that be regularly or occasionally?
Regularly.
Thank you. Now changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. As the list that we have is friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, print or online newspapers, radio, the internet or social media, and cable news. Now please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from.
1.
So which one? Okay. So which one is the first?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to order and...
Yeah, don't worry.
Thank you, ma'am. No, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that question, please?
Yes. We're looking to rank the sources of information that you are most likely to get your news from, and we would need to rank them from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from. So in between... friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, print or online newspapers, radio, the internet or social media, or cable news. Which one is the first?
Newspaper.
Newspaper. And the next one, which, what is the news source that you are most likely to get your news from after print or online newspapers?
Yes.
So which one is the following? Is it friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, a radio,
local,
the internet?
Local news. Local news.
Oh, local news. Okay, thank you. I'm so sorry about that. And after that one?
Friends and family.
After friends and neighbors?
Yeah.
We're left with radio, the internet or social media, and cable news. Out of all of those, what is the source that you are most likely to get your news from?
TV.
So cable news or the internet.
Yeah, cable news.
Cable news. And after that, we just need one more. What between radio and the internet or social media, which one is the one that you're most likely to get your news from?
Social media.
Social media. Thank you. So the ranking that we have is first print or online newspapers, two, local TV news programming, three, friends and neighbors, four, cable news, five, the internet or social media, and six, radio.
Correct.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Foreign policy, immigration, education, jobs and the economy, healthcare, the environment, support for labor unions, or something else? The
grilled chicken sandwich is plain with a medium fry. That's it.
1436.
I'm sorry. Go ahead again.
Yes. Do you need the list again?
Huh?
Do you need the list again? The list?
Yeah. If you don't care, please.
Okay. So which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Foreign policy, immigration, education, jobs and the economy, healthcare, the environment, support for labor unions, or something else?
Immigration.
Immigration. Thank you. Now, as you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes, ma'am, I have. I got interviewed by one in Spring Hill.
Oh, okay. And so should I record it as yes, I've heard a lot about it, or yes, I heard some about it, or a little
I've heard a lot about it.
Thank you. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment on prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that the federal elected officials support it?
Important.
And would that be somewhat or very important?
Not so much.
So not so important?
No, I said it's very important.
It's very important. Okay, thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I agree.
So which one? Is it the Democratic Party or the Republican Party who supports
Republican.
It
more? Republican.
Republican. Thank you. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
United Auto Workers.
And do you support them somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall.
Disapprove.
And is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. What about the job he has done on foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
Immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
Support for labor unions?
Strongly disapprove.
Healthcare?
Same thing.
I need you to say it so it can get recorded.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And what about the job he has done on the economy?
Bad.
And is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove. Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling this job?
I disapprove.
And is that a somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you, or do you think you will not vote?
I'm going to vote.
And is that a probably or almost certain?
That's certain.
Thank you.
I'm
and in the election
Trump.
For president, very funny that you say that, because the next question is, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Yes or no, did you find it useful, or do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yeah.
Thank you. Turning back to, well, before we continue, I just want to take a breather just to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, turning back to BAC, we're almost finished, I promise. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Now, how presentation and service? This is an open-ended question. I can set your answer.
We need to need dogs or catcher for your prize.
Yeah.
Your catcher?
Yeah. Could you say it again, please?
Yes. How could the union best improve its representation and service? This is an open-ended question. I will type your answer.
I think they can do a better job letting the union workers know what job's that.
They can let the workers know?
Yeah, well, you got to travel out of town or you got stuff local.
Okay, let me tell me if I got that correctly. I think they can let the workers know what type of jobs there are?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Like a bulletin or something like that?
Yeah.
Or do you have any other idea of how could they do that?
Shoot them a text message. Call them.
Oh.
Hey, where are you calling from?
Oh, well, we are the independent research company that is located in Miami. So we kind of keep it neutral. Now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? Or what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Getting jobs are local. Getting jobs local around the state they work that they live in.
Okay, thank you very much. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it text messages, mail, union meetings, job site, email?
Texting.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Maybe once.
Once a year, thank you. And now we're almost there, but I would like to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Republican.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Very strong Republican.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Per hour?
Your ethnical background.
I don't quite follow you.
Your ethnical background, your race.
Oh, I'm white.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Fred.
Thank you very much, Fred. So with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, sir. You've been very kind. Have a wonderful day and a better meal as well.
Thank you, ma'am.
Goodbye. You're welcome.